Hello and welcome back to Mastering Energy Medicine. I'm Beth Manning and I'm a master medical intuitive and psychic healer. And this is the podcast for practitioners, energy workers, and healers who are interested in exploring your abilities and learning how to work with energy so you can help your clients or patients heal faster and help them achieve full body health. Today, I want to talk about five signs you have healing gifts and the ability to work with energy. This is a question I get so often. What are my gifts? Do I have an ability to heal? How am I meant to use my gifts? I know something deeper is happening when I'm with my clients or patients, but I'm not sure what to do with it or what it means. Does this sound like you? Well, today we're going to shed a little bit of light on the things that can show up, how it can feel when your gifts are opening, and to help you understand maybe what's happening at a deeper level to see if you're meant to work with energy in order to help your clients and patients heal. So I think we all get used to this feeling when we have gifts. When, by the way, we all have gifts. It's just the extent to which we open them and the amount of healing work that we have to do in order to really experience our abilities and understand the depth of our abilities. So I think for so many people, and you might be nodding your head as I'm speaking, because for so long, I just experienced the emotions of other people. I could even feel the pain in people's bodies at times, or understand if, you know, a family member's neck was hurting or something, I would feel myself picking up on that. And this was always just normal for me. I was just used to sensing all the emotions of the people around me and their pain points. And I just figured that everybody was like this, that that was just part of being a human. And it wasn't until I started expressing this to people that they were like, I don't feel that way. I can't feel people's pain. And I started to realize that, oh, okay, maybe this is something that's kind of special. This is something that I don't understand at all, but that I would like to explore a little bit more. And until I really fully explored it, it did feel a little bit like a burden to me, because some days I would just be bowled over by someone's grief or a situation that I had heard about that I just couldn't get out of my head, that I felt like my whole body was in the moment experiencing it. So it wasn't until I really started understanding energy work that I realized that this is a total normal thing that I'm experiencing, but that it's really important for me to learn how to set up some boundaries, how to understand how to release certain energies from my body, and how to not pick up on the things that everybody's experiencing. So that's a really important part of being a healer, being a medical intuitive, being an energy worker, is knowing how to establish these boundaries and have almost like an energetic hygiene practice. Because that's what affords us to be able to do this and to be able to have these beautiful sensitivities and gifts, but to not burn ourselves out, take on other people's stuff, or even get injured over time because we're accumulating so much of other people's energy and not clearing it out. But we will definitely get into all of this in a future episode. But today, I want to really focus on those five signs that you have healing gifts and the ability to work with energy. The first one is that you can sense other people's emotions, pain, or symptoms, and you might even feel them in your body. So this is just what I was talking about with sensing what's happening with other people at a much deeper level. And one of the ways that many healers and medical intuitives, not all, so if you don't experience this, don't worry, because we all experience energy differently. But I definitely will experience other people's symptoms in my own body, especially when I'm starting to work with a client to really, like, our energies are really tuned in. I'm really reading their energy. A lot of times, the guidance that I receive as to how to help them and what they're experiencing is something that I will feel in my own body. And as soon as I acknowledge what it is, it will usually go away. But once again, we want to be really careful that we clear everything from our bodies after we're done having that interaction with a client. So it's almost like we want to take the broom and sweep the floor of everything that's there in between clients so that we don't drag things into the next session and so we don't carry them for ourselves. So this is very important, especially if you're very tuned into somebody's energy and feeling it in your own body. The second sign that you have healing gifts and abilities is that it's almost as if your client's body is talking to you or guiding you. And if you've ever experienced this, it can sound like something, it can feel like something. I've often talked to some of my colleagues about this and how they experience it. And some of them actually will hear like the body is talking to them. Like it's, you know, maybe an ornery like little girl sound or it's sad and in pain and it's speaking to them. And we all experience this differently. But for me too, I will hear things like the body will ask me to go to a certain place. If you're working in person, maybe this feels like you have magnets in your hands and they're just going to a certain spot on this person's body. And maybe you don't even really know why, but you just know that this is where that body wants a little bit of support. This is where it wants you to start today. And it's almost like this gravitational pull that your hands are experiencing right to that spot on the person. And sometimes you can even feel that energy moving. So you can feel the different qualities of the energy. Maybe sometimes it feels like sometimes to me, it's almost like static on a TV. Like it's just going so quickly and it's so frenetic and maybe different directions. And then other times you can be working remotely or have your hands on somebody and feeling this quality of energy. It's like, is it heavy? Is it, does it feel sluggish? Does it feel fast? Does it feel like, you know, things are flowing or like they're just stopped in this one area? And these are things that we're picking up because we're reading the energy. So the minute that we are with our client, we're really starting this energetic exchange of being pulled to their body, understanding things at a deeper level. And if you're sensing this energy, this is one of the signs that you can go deeper with this work. This is something to keep exploring because, man, you can help your clients so much by being able to understand what it means when you start to tune into these energies and what it means when you feel something. That can really help to point out to them, you know, maybe what's going on in this area at a little bit deeper level than what they're sensing on the physical level. So number three is that you can sense what someone needs in order to heal, and it makes no logical sense. So this is a pretty clear sign that you are reading the energy. Because when we use our logical minds when we're treating a client, and this is what we've all been taught to do. This was the hardest thing for me when I became an energy worker and really identified more as an energy worker, a medical intuitive, than a body worker, was that there's a little bit of almost an unlearning of all the things that we have been taught about the body. And in medical school or whatever your schooling was, massage school, physical therapy, that we almost have to learn, or we definitely have to learn, how to put that knowledge aside. And this is something that I teach all of my energy workers to do, because this is really the most fundamental piece as far as I'm concerned. Because if you can't distinguish what's coming from your mind and what's coming from the client's body, you cannot truly help them. You can help them a little bit, but you're likely not going to get to the root cause of their issue. And that's why we're working with energy in the first place, because we can get to the root cause of their issue. We can get there fast and we can start rapid healing. But you must understand what it is that the problem, that the origination of the problem, okay? And so often we are trained to rely on our logic, to rely on our own past experiences or past clients who maybe came to you with a knee issue, thinking about, oh, what did I do that helped this person? Or, you know, what does my training say? Where should I start my assessments? But when you work with energy, it will often make absolutely no logical sense. And this is where you're being asked to trust and to believe. Okay, so to really trust your ability to read energy and to believe that you are getting accurate information, knowing how to double check that information and moving forward with it, with your treatment plan. So this is why accurately reading the body's energy and having that skill is actually more beneficial than what your medical background is. So I know some people who have no medical background and are amazing medical intuitives, because the energy will show you everything that you need to know. And oftentimes, the way that a client's body is asking to heal doesn't make sense to our logical minds. Because we have to remember that energy is expansive. Energy is vast. Energy is limitless. So we can only cram so much inside of a book and inside of our brains. But when you learn how to tap into energy, you can tap into so many different realms and so many different levels and so much wisdom and knowledge that isn't necessarily available to our human brain. So that's why it's so important to be open-minded and to trust what you're reading and go with that. So I know that's a little bit of a difficult concept to chew on at first, and it's a little difficult to grasp. I know this was probably the thing that I struggled with the most when I was starting out, because I was a logic lover. I loved logic. And it was very difficult for me to learn how to put that aside and really trust the energy and trust what I was reading. So let's talk about number four. And these are signs that you have healing gifts and the ability to work with energy. And that is that you don't need your hands to do the work. You don't need your physical touch and your physical hands in order to make a shift and to get your clients results. So if you've ever experienced where you step away from your client, if you're doing in-person work, and you can still feel the connection to that person, you can still feel what's happening in their body. I remember I did cranial sacral for a really long time. And when I started working remotely, I expressed to one of my practitioner friends, I was like, I love cranial sacral. I don't really want to, you know, stop doing it, but I really want to work remotely. And I remember her saying, well, you can just tap into the rhythm. You can just tap into, you know, all of the cranial sacral you know, diaphragms and things on the body and still experience that. You can still feel the bones moving. And I remember the first time that I could feel that, because so much of energy is intention, and we can read energy and feel energy if we have our hands on that person's body, or if we're halfway across the world working on somebody. And that's the beauty of energy work, is that you can still do your assessments. You can still have that feel of the body, even if you choose to do it remotely. Okay. And this also can be, you know, if you've ever experienced what's going on with a client, like you deeply understand what's happening before they even come to your office that day, you know, before their appointment, it's like you can sort of sense that, oh, this is what's going on with them, or I feel like maybe they're in kind of a rough spot right now. And this is that tapping into the energy, right? This is part of your gifts. So we want to celebrate. So if you're nodding your head to all these things, or even some of these things, I want you to really, you know, take to heart that you have gifts, that you have abilities. And, you know, oftentimes they come to the surface even more strongly because your body is asking, and your spirit and your soul is asking for you to tap into these, to explore them, to get more confident with them and accurate with them. So this stuff always happens for a reason when we start to really feel this more strongly in our practice and in our experience. So let's talk about number 5. So the last sign here that you have healing gifts and the ability to work with energy. And that is that you might be able to sense a past trauma or see the inner workings of someone's body. So this is not true of everyone. And what I see with people is this tends to open up more as you explore and as you trust your energetic abilities. Because trust is a huge one. When we trust, we allow for expansion to happen. But when we guess or we judge or question ourselves, it's almost like slamming the door. The energy just kind of, it peters out. It doesn't have room to expand. We want to be curious and we want to trust. That's how we get a lot more of this stuff to open up. So there's a little tip for you. So I remember that when I was in massage school, I had just started working in the clinic, and a woman came in who had been on vacation. And when she was on vacation, she was in a carjacking. And because of that, she had been in a terrible car accident. And even before she told me this story, I remember, you know, I was going through my massage routine. I was doing my 60 minute Swedish, you know, head to toe memorized whole thing there. And when I had my hands on her shoulders, I remember just seeing this flash of a car rolling down a hill. And I saw her curled up in pain. And it was such a fast flash, but it just stuck with me. And, you know, as we got to talking in the session, because we had just done a really quick intake, she started telling me about this car accident and the rod in her spine and, you know, all of the trauma that had resulted in all of the surgeries and, you know, her depression and so much of what was happening. And I just remember, you know, when it first happened, when I first saw that image, I remember thinking, you know, man, I have a very wild imagination because I have a degree in writing and journalism. That was what I did before this. And I always just assumed that when I saw flashes of people's lives, that it was just my active imagination, you know, trying to write stories and make things more exciting. And the more that I started working with clients, the more I started to see that, oh, wow, this is actually really helping me to uncover things about them that are asking to be healed. You know, like oftentimes I'll see a situation from childhood when I'm working with someone, and I've come to understand that that is me being directed to where we need to go in order to release some of the energy that's contributing to the symptoms that they're having. So it's something that this will happen in time, right? You'll kind of understand how to interpret different images and how to really know what they mean. But if you're seeing any of these flashes now, you know, put a little inquiry into them of if this is something that needs to be explored, because this is the energy of all past experiences and traumas is stored in the body. And once you learn how to read energy, it's like, you know, we can go in and understand traumas at such a deeper level because we can see the energy that the person is still holding from that trauma that is asking to be released so that they can have that greater freedom in their body and come back into health, come back into balance, and fully heal. So these are the five signs that you have healing gifts. And I would love to hear which ones resonate with you. You can join the conversation in my Facebook group. I will post the link in the show notes. And if you're ready to open up your abilities, join me inside Clarity. This is reading the body's energy with confidence, trust, and accuracy. It's a 14-week group program for practitioners. And don't forget to like and rate this podcast and share it with a friend. So thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll see you next time on Mastering Energy Medicine.